Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hey everyone, this is Bee Jemine, aka the Terrible Aussie, and welcome to the 200th live episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, live on Twitch. I am your the number one Tubi related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one just as of tonight, you, the audience who are watching in the chat. And with me, as always, for this monumentous occasion, are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the most awesome of all the supers, and that is Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello. Yes, I'm a super. I'm your superintendent. behave yourself. Thank you.
No.
Yes, hello. We are here. It's, can't believe episode 200 has actually happened. We are here. We are live. Thank you to everybody who's watching. We appreciate it. I don't appreciate having to watch this piece of shit movie, but you all fucking voted for it, and I don't know why you just didn't vote Deathgasm. We could have had people fighting the undead with dildos on this episode, but you decided not to, so that's your loss. Anyway.
And instead, we're watching a character that looks like a human, personification of a dildo, but not the kind from Wild Secrets.
It looks like a live action hemorrhoid from a very constipated asshole.
It looks like my dick. That's what it looks like.
I think there's a cream for
this
that.
Is gonna be
it's
a
got coffee on my dick, by the way. That sucks.
That, you know what that's called, Colin? That's called tea cum.
Okay, you get points for that.
You get points for that, dude. That was pretty funny. Not gonna lie.
For anyone who needs a little context, in the pre-show, we, for some bizarre reason, we were talking about pre-cum, hence the reference.
yeah, but, for everybody that doesn't know, you can get pregnant from pre-cum. I didn't know that. Oops.
More you know, everybody.
Oops, now you know.
But also, yes, is our most tribal of the tribal Keeves. He is the professor of all things science, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Acknowledge me.
No. Okay, they don't get to acknowledge me because we could have had, listeners, we could have had the raid. We could have had an amazing movie. We could have had a good time. This could have been the biggest of all time 200th episodes, but you fucking blew it. You went with Bede's pick. What the fuck is wrong with you people? I'm not mad.
Indeed.
I'm just disappointed.
Daddy Batch is disappointed in all of us right now.
Listen. Don't worry, guys. Listen. Even though none of your guys' picks did not make it as the winner, you can choose it in the future as an official pick. Just saying.
Don't worry, I will be.
But it's not the 200th.
Well, that is true. That is true. But also joining us is the most American of the Americans, the trashiest of the trash pandas, and the most suavest looking motherfuckers with the clothes he is wearing today, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
What's up, everybody? I do look pretty fucking sexy today. I was going to show my titties later, but I think I'm just going to stay like this. I might stay like this. We'll see. Does anyone really want to see my titties? I mean, they're all right.
That'll get us kicked off Twitch.
Fuck!
Sorry. Not on today's show, because we might get an X-ray.
Listen, B, your V-neck is really bugging me. You got to zip that shit up. We're going to get kicked off. Zip that shit up.
All right, I'll zip it
off. You can talk about how he loves terrorist groups, but you can't show a tits. That's the one thing I know.
I will 100% tell you how much I love Al-Qaeda. Okay? I love it.
There we go. There we go. There's my nerdish.
Dude, you look like you're trying to get a job at a bank or something, mate.
Would you like some money, sir?
I know, dude. Like, I thought I looked really good. Now I just look like I'm trying to get a job. Like, I feel like I need to change.
Colin, we're all trying to get jobs. We're trying to get money on Twitch.
Exactly. This is where the interview starts. But guys, it is our 200th episode. We did put a poll out for our listeners on multiple different platforms to vote.
I demand a recount.
Hurry up so we can start this shitty movie. Come on, let's go.
Indeed. So off the poll was Mac and Me, which was my pick. And I regret nothing on this show. For our listeners. Exactly. We might as well get straight to it. So all of our listeners out there who are listening or watching our stream right now, we're going to start the film from the very start. And when I count down from 5 and say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. And if you're watching that on Tubi, there will be ads throughout the film. So make sure to pause it when the ads are on screen and then unpause it once the ads are done. Now, if there do ads do pop up on the Tubi version of this movie, Batch will play the sound effect anyway.
Like, I want big titty goth girls with anal. And then you're done. And it's good. And it's not bad. You're fucking all over the place. You get like a million fucking things.
Where the fuck did you get that? That's for the Pop4D podcast. It's never going to see the light of day.
Dude, that was a good episode. What are you talking about? It was great.
No, we can't post that one.
Play it again. I got to hear it again. Play it again.
I want big titty goth girls with anal. And then you're done. And it's good. And it's not bad. You're fucking all over the place. You get like a million fucking things.
Oh my god, I fucking forgot about that so hard, dude. I love porn.
Indeed. Coming soon, Pornhub Thursdays. But anyways,
subscribe to Pop4D for more conversations like this between me and Colin.
Yeah,
exactly. But if you're not interested in watching Mac and Me, first of all, I can't blame you. I still reckon, though, this will be a fun, hilarious, and very mad watch. And very angry as well. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, and our listeners who are watching on Twitch right now, are you ready to have a Big Mac, Skittles, and Coke with a little penis-looking alien? With Mac and Me.
With Colin's dick.
Pete,
yes,
I'm pretty sure you're going to have to order me McDonald's.
I think today. I will definitely do that for you, Marcy. But anyways, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. But also, too, listeners, if you do leave comment, who are watching our live stream right now, if you do leave comments, I will make sure to read your comments during the course of the movie.
Well, dude, I got them up right now too. I got them up. Mate.
And I'll give everybody what they want to see. My chest. Look at my chest. Look at it.
My nipples are coming out of my shirt. So I mean, I might have this to is change.
Look, they're probably way better to look at than this freaking movie, which I'm not gonna lie.
Well, pretty much Ivy says in the chat that Mac looks like my vulva after being in the
dude, I fucking died. That was hilarious. So fucking funny.
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Dude, look at these shriveled Colin dicks just on a planet.
Meanwhile,
going
on
Bede's
home planet.
The dick planet.
Thanks, Ivy. I love my dress too. It's very pretty.
Yes. You have some more nightmares, people. Nightmare-inducing stuff.
If you ever wanted to know what Bede's hometown is like, this is it.
I mean, literally, this is what my whole...
Oh my god, he's squirting like. The ground!
This is Bede as an 80-year-old man.
Ew, he's drinking pre-cum.
No, you know who that is? That's that guy who went to the brothel across the street and asked to book with Sonia. That's what happened during the booking. That's how he lost his feelings and prosthetic leg.
I can't with this movie already.
I have a theory. I think these costumes are reused from that E.T. the Porno.
Yes.
Why does it look like they're from E.T. the Porno?
Because they are.
They should be.
Because they are. Yes.
Hold the fuck on. There's an E.T. porno?
Of course there's an E.T. porno.
Dude, where, dude? Somebody send that to me now. Throw it on Twitter.
And it's all 80s, so it's like 80s Bush. And like big hair.
Dude, they fuck the alien in a full costume. It's gross.
No,
I'm going to send you a picture right now.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
I'm
going to
show you right now, Colin. I'm not showing it on stream. Obviously, we'll get kicked off.
Dude, I might have to watch that. I might have to watch that.
You need to see science. What it looks like.
Dude, why does it look like that? Dude, why does it look like that Martian's going to suck a dick?
Because that's what they want to do.
See, that's where all the real dolls, Colin, got the looks from, is from these aliens from this movie.
I'm literally
especially
about to
with
spam
the mouth.
Colin with E.T. the porno pictures right now.
Dude, I'm looking at it right now. Hold on. I'm going to pop it open. Let's see.
The sound that porno E.T. makes is...
Splish. Dude. Dude, that looks like... is that woman an alien's dick? Because
the alien's
looks like
a woman,
corpse.
And I'm going to show you, and it's a bit
X-ray. Oh, God, I didn't need to see that, dude. Come on. Dude, it looks like the dude is fucking a corpse. It looks like they are fucking a corpse. That is disgusting. I think I'm hurt now. My life hurts now, all right? I don't think I ever want to see anything like that ever again. I just had to close it. I was like, I can't do it, dude.
It's
almost
disgusting, and I don't know why they made that movie, but...
Marcy, it's...
costume.
It's fucking embarrassing! It's disgusting, dude. It's so gross, dude. Like, I've seen some really bad pussies in my life, but that one takes the cake, dude. That is a dead corpse. That is a dead corpse. That person is fucking a dead person. In makeup.
I'm glad the only way I can see this movie is like a small little square on the director's screen.
Yeah, why can't I hear the movie? I can't hear anything that they're saying.
They're not
saying because they're not talking.
There's no sound effects.
I don't know why you can't hear anything. I'm not changing nothing. We got subtitles, I think.
Because I don't think video works with what you're using to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Get those subtitles on. Lauren Stanley, is that Lane Stanley's child?
Calgary? That's a Canadian place.
Yeah. Yes, it is, Bede.
Dude, I'm sweating my dick off over here. Like, I have this long sleeve shirt on. It's 100 degrees in my apartment.
That one's Silvestri.
That's a really good fucking music maker. Like, a really good movie music person, isn't it? Didn't he do like something tight?
He's an Oscar nominated composer because he did Forrest Gump, Back to the Future, the Avengers films.
And Mac and Me. That's his credits. Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, and Mac and Me.
Mark David, isn't that what Tommy Wiseau calls Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. Oh man, how did these people get paid for this movie?
I think they're fake names.
Two of them. They're two writers, not just one, two.
Wait a second. RJ Lewis, is that a pseudonym for Lewis Lasser?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Tax write-off.
So what we're going to do is we're going to rip off E.T., you know, and make him look like he's got fucking pubes on his chin and he's got like a balls head. The kids are going to love it. Kids love balls for heads.
And then we're going to rape it.
Ew.
Well, that's for the Japanese market.
That's true. The Japanese
will. I was going to say, that was E.T. the corner.
I can't say that.
They're into that hentai shit.
That's right. They're into those fucking squid.
We can say that, right?
How much
hentai do you have on your computer right now, man?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not going to confirm or deny if I have hentai on my computer. Okay. Burt Reynolds.
I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum, but I've never been able to watch that shit, like, ever. It just makes me laugh. Like, it's not.
There's an Oscar-winning documentary called My Octopus Teacher, which basically is about a dude who falls in love with an octopus.
Dude, did you guys ever watch My Strange Addiction?
No,
I haven't watched My Strange Addiction. Yeah.
Have you seen the episode where he fucks the car? Where he sleeps with the car? Ew. Dude, it's Oscar worthy, dude. It's so fucking good. He like is in love with this car and he doesn't fuck it. Like he doesn't fuck. You would think he'd fuck the tailpipe. He doesn't do that. He sucks the chrome off of the fucking off the fucking stink ship, dude. It's so fucked up. And then they did a Where Are They Now? Like, oh, fucking no. 10 years later, and the car died, so he had to get a new car.
I was hoping the car divorced him.
So if he fucked the car, then if he got a mobile home, is that like a guy getting into being into fat chicks?
Maybe, dude. Maybe.
Yes.
You can't say that. We can't say that on here. We're live. We can't say that. I mean, fat bitches need love too,
I guess.
We're
watching this fucking movie. I don't know. I think we can say anything right now.
Yes. And also, back off, Larry,
get away from it.
Science.
In the comments, Ivy says, to get to Earth, it takes about 7 years. Mac was on that ship for a long time. Facts. Science.
Dude,
whole lot of science going on.
Eric says, always chasing that Oscar. Indeed, I think the director of Tabby and the T-Rex was definitely chasing that Oscar with this film.
How is this movie so shit and Tabby and the T-Rex is a fucking masterpiece?
You know why, Marcy? Because they had a robot T-Rex.
That's what this
means. I mean, look at that alien. He's just looking for space coke.
Dude,
he just
they're going through withdrawals from the space mess. That's what he's actually happened.
He's a space crackhead.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Do y'all got any space crack?
He's sober. It's fine. He's like me. It's fine. He's just.
Damn it, Bat! You almost made me do a spit take.
That's my job on this podcast.
Yes, space crack.
Open the doors. Oh shit, it's the little one. Kill it.
That's how baby boobalady was born.
It's going for a gun. It's got a gun.
It's got a gun. Kill it. Shoot it.
I think you should just kill it because it looks like that.
Mac Lives Matter, everybody. Mac Lives Matter.
Whoa. He's all time stretchy and weird.
Dude, he's having a hard time there, okay?
My face just sums up this movie right now.
And he got run over.
Is that Bryan Cranston? What the fuck?
A little bit.
A job's a job.
Right.
That is one big fucking bug on that windshield.
Dude, they killed that alien.
As much as we are talking shit about this film, they asked any of us if we wanted to be in Mac and Me 2, we'd all say yes in a heartbeat.
Dude, I would 100%, yes. Dude. I would 100% be in Mac.
We would all sell out so quickly.
Yes, not only would we star in it, we would also want to write it as well.
I would never want to write this movie. I would never do it, dude.
I'll make my own Mac and Me with blackjack and hookers.
What is up with that kid's hair?
Forget the blackjack.
That hair is more disturbing than the fucking aliens. What? You already are a ginger. Why the fuck would you give yourself a fucking bowl haircut like that?
And it's not even like just a bowl haircut. It's like
he's like eight.
It's like a bowl mullet. It's like bowl here, then it turns into a mullet in the back.
Mate, that kid's gonna get so much pissy with that haircut.
It's a bullet.
A bullet.
It's a bullet.
Kill it! Kill it! It's fine, me. Kill it.
Y'all got any space crack? Why should we
see him sucking that Coca-Cola?
Look, they're escorting the kid away to get him a better haircut.
They probably thought he was the alien.
Dude, that mom is in a lot of fucking movies. What is she in?
I think she's in a few things. Wait, don't take my son. He's not the alien, but he's a ginger. We have to take him in. I apologize to all of our listeners out there. We all love you.
Oh, shut the even if you fuck up,
oh, I'm not jealous. I can't even say because we're actually on Twitch and we'll get the canceled for sure. So,
dude, y'all have fucking souls and everything. I promise you. We love you. Yeah. God, I am really like this shirt.
Basically, this whole movie is just one long advertisement for McDonald's. Skittles,
okay, so
and
why
Coca-Cola.
Is the wheelchair kid's hair look like Lego hair?
Because it is Lego hair.
It literally, they just put Lego and that was his hair.
I can't tell you because we'll have it time stamped. That's why.
We can't time stamp. We're live. You have to behave.
You just have to have self-restraint.
I was going to say you need to
restrain. Dude, I don't know what that is. Do you think I know what the fuck that means? Like, I don't know what that means.
Oh, he's dreaming about his naked weird family on Bede's hometown.
Dude, that is not what I need to see right now. Like, that whole family has no anatomy.
Except for an ass.
Of course they covered up the female. One titty out.
Would you want to see her titties in that costume? I don't think so.
Dude, that alien was very dehydrated. It's what my ball sack looks like when I'm dehydrated.
I thought I saw that the mom on the Instagram doing like the one boob challenge.
There's a boob challenge?
Yes, it's where they pretend to have something in front of their like their other chest so you don't notice, and then they flash it and right back.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Ivy, why would you write that in the comments? Mac's dad has a red rocket. Ew!
It's true.
But he does.
All right, I gotta change this shirt. I gotta get the fuck out of this thing. I'm gonna die.
Well, Smash Trivia John says in the comments, if you're all gonna be in... Indeed, shirts off, not today. If you're gonna be in Mac, if y'all gotta be in Mac and Me too, it's gotta be R-rated. Fuck yes, it will be. There's gonna be.
I'll write an R-rated fucking Mac and Me. They'll be doing blow. Yes. They'll fucking they'll fuck ET.
Mac goes to Vegas.
Yes.
Mac, how have they not noticed this ugly alien motherfucker in the backseat of the fucking car?
I mean, oh, it's literally right there.
Freddy, don't you think they're stupid? Do you hate this movie, Freddy? Yeah, you do, buddy.
Would it explain everything when I was a kid? I loved this movie as a kid.
Yes.
But then again, I also loved the Garbage Pail Kids movie as well, and I learned better as I got older.
Well, there's some cultural appropriation, possibly.
Allegedly.
I don't know enough to call out anybody, so I don't really give a shit.
Yes.
This movie is...
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
Yeah.
Was that Little Nicky I heard?
Why would they give the kid in the wheelchair a skateboard? I don't know if he can skateboard safely if it's not properly equipped for accessibility.
Well, they attach it to the wheelchair, so it's like he's skateboarding.
It's hot as fuck, dying in here.
Marcy, discriminatory. Don't tell people who are in wheelchairs if they can't skateboard. That is wrong.
No, I didn't
don't
say
be monstrous
that.
Either.
I said the skateboard was not accessible for somebody who is leg disabled.
Yes.
Well, actually, I don't know. Is he leg disabled?
Just call him handicapped, okay? He's not leg disabled. That's way too PC. It's not like we're calling him anything.
I'm just saying
he can't go on a skateboard because he can't stand on it. His legs don't work. It needs a seat on it so he can wheel.
If you hold him up like this, if you hold him up like this and let his dangle on the skateboard, he can totally stand on the skateboard.
I'm trying
to
be all for rights of people that are leg disabled to ride a skateboard.
You know what? Let him. Let him get braces, okay? He can get braces. They're changing his wheels out.
After all this, it's like, we need some new wheels for your chair.
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Well, also, too, the actor who plays the kid in the wheelchair, he actually is in a wheelchair in real life. So they actually
casted somebody appropriate for the role.
Hold the fuck on. That kid was in Barney. I swear to God that kid was in Barney.
Wouldn't it be too old for Barney?
You're never too old for Barney, okay? I would be on Barney right now if I could be on Barney.
Dude, look at those shades.
That little alien's like, I'll suck your dick. Look at my mouth.
That's an ugly alien thing. That looks like
dude, I can't. Yeah. That fucking mouth looks like it needs to be fucked. Like, legitimate. Like, that kid is going through puberty. I guarantee you he's going to fuck that alien.
So how do we link this movie back to, like, our previous movie we watched on the show?
Well, which was of the Lost Kingdom. So I'm going to imagine that planet wasn't like a moon of Saturn. That was the same fantasy world in which was Wizards of the Lost Kingdom was set. So, and also, I got it. So you remember Golfax, our beloved Golfax? He was all furry. That's what he looks like without his fur.
Don't be like that. No, don't. Don't defile him.
It's what happens when he molts and he loses all the fur.
Exactly. Yes. You're exhausted.
You gotta be sheared like a sheep.
They shaved his ass and made a sweater.
They needed his fur. Replace the Reese's Pieces with Skittles for this movie?
Dude, he doesn't even know that family, okay? Mac does not even know that family.
How does he not see a fucking alien baby next to him?
Because he's handicapped, okay?
He's not fucking blind.
Dude, he could be. All right, he totally could.
That
be.
Has not been established. He's just disabled from his, with his legs, and they casted this movie appropriately. They gave him a Lego yes. hair to make it easier for him.
Dude, yes. Skittles are so gross. They're dude, so Skittles gross,
the
dude. On, God, it's fucking Uncle Rico.
Yeah, and he wants to hook up with his mom.
On, threesome with the alien.
Oh my God! Look at the old TV.
Dude, that's what they use. That's what they use. Like fucking.
That's the only way to watch this movie is on that tiny television.
Dude, what's he watching right now? Is that Beast Wars? Oh, it's fucking! No, oh my God! What is that? Spork. Spork. Yeah, Sporks.
Snorkies.
That's right. That's not. Yeah, Snorkies.
Snorkels.
Yes. Okay, Hardy, dude, I brought your product placement in.
Brought your product placement in.
On, dude. Who eats tuna on wheat? Gross.
Dude, tuna is awesome.
Dude, I love tuna. Yeah, but don't on wheat. Wrong. I'll eat the shit off tuna, but dude, oh, not on wheat bread. Un. No. No. Un. Sporks.
Spork.
Sporks.
Sporks. Sporks.
Wish we were watching.
Now that needs, that's a property cartoon that needs a gritty reboot. The Snorks.
I can imagine what they do with their dick things on top of their heads in the gritty reboot.
He's about to pick a shit and this alien's going to eat it.
Needs to go on public domain so someone can make that.
Yeah, Troma makes a Snorks movie.
Jesus.
Dude, who's taking a shower? That's steamy in there. No wonder that fucking alien dehydrated.
The whole outline of that window.
Oh my God. Apparently.
He's smoking weed on there.
Apparently writing MILF in chat on Twitch is misogyny. But we're allowing the comment because we can moderate the chat. Also, fuck off, Twitch. Oh. That's stupid. Being a MILF is not misogyny. Okay? Get with the time.
Can we at least say sexy aunties?
I'm the sexy auntie right here.
Dude, MILF should die. I'm old enough to know all about MILF now.
But, you know, in this movie...
Can we talk about ocelots on Twitch?
Dude, yes. I didn't even know what an ocelot was. I didn't even know. I had to look it up.
No. Well, this movie also has a Malif, which is basically a mother alien. I'd like to fuck.
Dude, that kid is going to get beat the fuck up by his mother because he broke that. The alien broke the fucking lamp and he's going to be like, I didn't break it, mom. And she's like, shut the fuck up. Dude, look at this racist ass little Indian over here. That is fucking cultural inappropriateness.
So they appropriately cast the disabled child character, but they go with full cultural appropriation for the neighbor girl.
Listen,
the
'80s
were a weird time. Like the '80s, they're like, wild, we're gonna do good, but we're also just gonna be like, whatever, this is normal.
Dude, look at that mom's camel toe. Do you see that shit? Holy fuck!
I'm gonna. That's. Jesus. I think that's a sister.
I was just. That's a sister.
Yeah. I'm distracted by fucking. Oh, who's fucking? Dude, how is he care? Did they just move into this house?
Yes.
Yes.
Do they have wheelchair ramps? No. Do they have to carry him up the stairs?
I think it's a one. I think it's a one. Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a bungalow.
Dude, if I could do like huff them down, dude.
You know what's fun is when you can't walk on your foot because you've broken it, but your bedroom's upstairs, so you have to crawl.
Dude, fuck you! Try having nine toes. Try having nine toes, okay? And trying to balance. I fell down the other day.
Like, I can't imagine hilarious. Because I don't know how feet work.
Dude, I fell the other day.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Max dead.
Dude, let him die. Just let him fucking die.
Is let him die. It is a child alien. I don't like.
Oh no, he's alive.
I don't.
That's like his vinegar strokes.
He pre-came.
Okay, first of all, I think Mac. What I keep looking at Mac, and I know what he reminds me of. He looks like one of those those cats that have no hair. Those hairless cats.
Oh, hairless cats.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, no, gross.
It looks like raw chicken.
Dude, we are 25 minutes into this movie. What the fuck is going on?
We're just basically watching.
Fucking picked it. Then blame everyone who voted for it.
Yeah, you guys suck. Okay, we could have been watching the Babadook. All right, we could have been watching.
We could have been kicking ass. We could have seen guys falling through floors. We should a lot of kicking.
Yeah, we could have been watching a fucking
excellent.
So would the Babadook. It'd be better than this. Like, I don't need to watch fucking vagina alien. All right.
Even with Marcy's movie, there would have been like a dick to the face, like a dildo to the face.
Yeah.
We would have been kicked off Twitch, but it would have been worth it.
Worth it. This is not worth it.
What is that picture in the background? Why is that a poster?
Well, you know what, guys? I love yous all, but at the same time, I only have one thing to say to all of you.
Diabetes.
It's a pulling an ice cream cone, I think.
What the fuck is
it? It is.
Dude, also, how is he fucking putting those tacks in the wall when those are tile?
Yeah.
It's tile, dude.
What? Maybe it's wallpaper. Tile.
That's some ugly-ass wallpaper. His mom better have better taste than that.
Oh my god, the alien is perving on the mom. He's into MILFs.
Dude, he's just fucking...
Now... You know, since Ronald McDonald is also in this movie, why does the mom already look like Ronald McDonald already?
Oh, dude, hold the phone. He's going to scissor with his mouth in that mom for real.
Is he remembering his family or is this what's happened to his family? What the fuck is this?
Listen, why is the mom covered up when all of them are naked? Like, it shouldn't even matter anymore. Like, I don't want to see nasty.
Are they
fucking
interpretive dancing for us? What is this?
They're doing a rain dance. Okay, they're dehydrated. They need some water. Like, they're shriveled.
They need some electrolytes.
The fuck up. Yeah, they're shriveled the fuck
America.
Up.
Okay?
America,
dude. 9/11. Let's go, baby.
Well, are they even aware there's an alien living with them at this point?
Dude, if he starts walking, I'm going to be real pissed. Dude, she's his just poor feet.
Now, that kid definitely knows how to move around.
Dude, 100%.
100% disabled.
I still want to say it, but I can't say it.
Yes, you can. Just say it.
No.
Just say it.
No.
You can actually walk. You can actually walk.
Just do it. Do it. Do it.
He identifies with being disabled.
You can't. Okay. I thought that was funny.
Wait, you can identify with being disabled if you are disabled.
Dude, I'm disabled. I'm fucking... I can't. God damn it.
If you identify as being disabled, but you're not disabled, then I don't know what's going on in your life.
Dude, I wonder if he gets fucking straight A's because he's disabled. I guarantee you he gets
There are people that do that. Like, they actually make themselves blind because they identify with being disabled, so they take out their eyes.
Wasn't that a whole thing?
Why is there a drill? Dude, he just drilled a glory hole. It's perfectly mouth-sized. Like, it's perfect. It's fucking perfect. He's sitting in his chair. He's ready.
There's a hugging subtext to this movie that's disturbing.
It's so disturbing. They just want to fuck this alien.
Guys, I think he accidentally stumbled across the brothel across the road from me. That's how they make the glory holes.
I think he did. Speaking of brothels, does Toby have any brothel reviews?
Mom, I'll ask him.
Yo, I think we need brothel reviews right now.
You mean he'll possess you while you read them, right, Bede? Because this is a video podcast now.
Did somebody say, did somebody say ghostly holes? Hello, everybody and everyone on Twitch today.
Yes, hello, Toby. Who's possessing Bead right now?
Yes. Yes. Also, I'll be back in a second because the most amazing scene in this entire movie is about to come on. Okay. And I rather look. I'll come right back in five.
Is this the wheelchair scene?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is the house full of sand?
The only reason to watch this movie is this scene because Paul Rudd's been milking it for over a decade.
What did the alien think it's even longer than that?
Dude, that fucking elk. That elk has a Make America Great Again hat on.
Oh my god!
No, Colin, it's Make America Elk Again.
Bead.
Mac America Bead. Great Again.
Listen, honey, it's not my fault I look like Ronald McDonald's sister.
Looks like Wayne's sister.
Dude, why is he crying? They know that he didn't do this. He's in a fucking wheelchair, okay? He's not able to take plants from outside to inside besides just wheeling the shit out of it, all right? There's no way. Of course he's upset, dude. He's fucking handicapped. Listen, have you known people in wheelchairs? Because they can't do a lot of shit. They can't ride bikes. They can't walk.
Oh, here it comes.
They can't ride bikes. You get an accessibility bike, Colin.
Listen, that's for that's pussy shit, okay? You can't get it.
They can get like one of those three-wheeler motorcycles.
Here it comes. Yeah. Here comes the scene.
Is there a reason why he just falls down?
Picking cotton right now.
I think at some point he puts the brake on his wheelchair, but it snaps off and then he falls down the hill, from what I remember.
Oh, but why is he?
He's committing suicide. This movie's about to get really dark.
Yeah, dude. Max about to just.
That's the director's cut.
That's the director's cut, yes. This movie. It's my version. Does she push him down the hill? Come on.
Well, she decided maybe to stop doing cultural appropriation for a few minutes. It just takes off for no reason. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, this is his own fault. He should have had his
movie.
There he goes. Oh,
there, that's it. The scene's over. Now we can stop watching this movie. The only reason to watch this movie.
How did he survive?
And Marcy, it was a dummy on a wheelchair.
No shit,
I can't,
mate.
Dude. I can't. Of course. See, okay. Another case in point. People in wheelchairs swim. Can't
you
swim.
You don't need to use your legs to swim, usually.
Apparently you can. You can. You have to. Look, he's dying. The fucking pussy alien has to get him. Like, he's got
to. Isn't he strapped to the chair?
Was a joke on Family Guy where Joke is drowning and Peter goes, use your legs, Joke.
I just realized the kid's name is Eric, so.
Oh, it's Eric.
And yes. Not the Eric who's in the chat right now, a different Eric.
Eric King, the King of Eric. Oh. Is this your childhood life story when you were a kid in a wheelchair with an alien friend?
Yes.
Let us know.
Dude, in the comments it says, kick, Eric, kick.
He's a poster of two dogs watching TV in a bed.
King of disability.
It is, look!
Why are these posters on the wall?
They're disabled.
This dog's name is Grandpa Joe.
Dude, what is
everybody, it's me, Craven.
Oh, hi,
Craven. Hello.
Now, I want to say that I'm very disappointed as well. I mean, that kid going off the cliff was fucking hilarious, man. But why are we watching the raid?
I agree, Craig. Well, we should fucking be.
Well, I mean, Craig, I had a whole bit set up for Louise where she would have had to call through all 20 floors of champions to get her wine from the top floor. Now we can't do any of that.
I know.
Oh my God. You know, Craven. Ruined it. I mean, Craven, it could still be picked in the future.
Yeah, but it's not this episode. This was the 200th one, man.
Since
we don't do long-term storytelling anymore in this podcast, evidently.
Hold on. Did that doctor check his reflexes?
Yes.
Because normally this podcast would have ended some type of cliffhanger.
We don't do that anymore. On a cliffhanger 5 minutes ago with that kid falling off the cliff into the pond.
Oh, God damn it, Bede.
Bede, how many subscribers to get that girl's hair as a wig? Not that one, the cultural appropriation girl.
This girl?
The girl. Indian?
Yes. The Indian. What about her hair?
I mean,
that's easy. But... I could do that.
I think she's got a crush.
Like how she just.
Oh, damn. He's like, damn.
Oh, she's dude, a look at that McDonald's fire boy.
That fire ass McDonald's shirt. Where the fuck do I get that?
Oh, like... my God.
Actually, isn't that child labor? How old is that girl?
Old enough.
Oh,
don't say that, Bede.
Ooh, that's already site 13. Hello, everyone. It's me.
Oh, no. Guys, I have to step away because my phone is ringing and I don't know what it is. So I'm going to have to work out what this is. I will be back momentarily.
Well, how dare you, Marcy? This is my segment's about to begin. All right, well, I'll come back when Marcy comes back.
Bye.
Hey, don't worry. BB Craven's not allowed on Kick. I'm a very responsible parent.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Craven, because I would rather not be stabbed on the 200th episode of this show because, you know, it'd just be nice. For a change.
Oh no, you're still gonna get stabbed, but I'm gonna be the one to do it.
Ah, oh, damn it!
Dude, fuck the Cubs, dude. Fuck the Cubs. That kid needs to stop wearing that hat. I'm about to veto this movie and leave.
I vetoed this a long time ago, man.
Well, I'm from St. Louis, and we hate the Cubs. We are Cardinals fans here. We hate the Chicago Cubs.
I hear the Blue Jays are doing okay.
Blue Jays? What?
Dude, I'm Canadian, man.
Wait, they have baseball in Canada?
Evidently.
I was going to say, Craven, aren't you from the Savage Land? Don't you have your own baseball team there?
Yeah, it's Northern Ontario. That's where the Savage Land is. You know, it's a completely different one for the mouse. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now I feel like I need to go change into a Cardinals jersey. Now I'm pissed. Now I'm angry.
Rocket Raccoon.
We don't need another alien in this movie, okay?
Jeez.
First of all, we need less illegal aliens in this movie.
Not those type of aliens.
We need
okay?
to send them all back.
Not those types of aliens.
I got my job in ice. I make snow cones.
Get them out of here. I don't want to hear this shit. Get it out of here. As an American, I'm offended.
First of all, I'm against all Cubs. Everyone who supports the Cubs are a natural enemy of America.
Thank you. I appreciate that sentiment. I appreciate that.
And also, dude, I need some Coke.
He's leaving Coke for the alien.
Also, everyone knows that real Americans drink Pepsi, not Coke.
Ugh, no. Oh, real Americans drink Coke, dude. Pepsi's gross.
No, real Americans do Coke.
That's right. I can confirm that. I can confirm.
You guys get out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Don't run. All right.
I'll drag you on later. Bye.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Don't rile me up. Don't get me started. I'm already on something today.
Oh, no, he's talking about the Cubs right now. He's trying to convert it to the Cubs.
I'm leaving. I gotta get water anyway. Thank God.
Okay, and then there's two. Just you and me, Bede. They're all freaking escaping from this podcast.
And then you leave Batch, and I'm the only one who's entertaining the audience.
Oh, no, my computer's crashing. Oh.
Nah, I'll be back in like 2 seconds.
Do you have some cocaine in there?
That alien's trying to steal my coke and my cocaine.
I heard that, Colin.
Bede, I think you gotta answer the phone.
He's on the phone?
Yeah, you gotta answer the phone.
Oh, sorry. Let me answer the phone. Hello? Who's on the... Hello?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Sandy Friction. How are you doing today?
Oh, hello, Sandy. It's been a little while since we've heard from you.
Yeah, I thought I'd call again because that way I'm stealing Louise's bit before she does it, so now she can't do it because I did it first and I did it better. She stole my symbiote from me. I had my symbiote, and it was I had a real bond with it, but then she lured it over with some red wine because she's been so sad she turned into death metal Louise. Now she listens to a lot of death metal, and she's got black corpse makeup with her black dress, and she drinks like black wine.
Oh, wow. I did not know this.
I think she's been stripping to Mario, but you didn't hear that from me. She's going to die.
Ever since that Lippy Shippy Dip Shits concert.
Yes.
She's changed, man. She's really changed.
I know. It's. I just want my symbiote back. Tell her to give it back to me.
Well, if she does pop up during the show, Sandy, I will make sure she brings back your symbiote to you because, I mean, you two have a special bond. It shouldn't be broken, and I will make sure it returns to you.
Okay, bye.
The scene would have been a lot funnier if the kid in the... Oh, shit, they killed the alien.
And that's the end of the movie.
Movie over. Oh, wait. Yeah.
See, this is what happens when I don't give a fuck about the movie. So,
dude, I'm trying to give a fuck about the movie, but I can't. I can't. No. Like, that alien, its mouth is just like, it's gross. All right. It's just gross. Okay. It looks like a butthole. I didn't want to say it. I did not want to say it. It looks like fucking a butthole.
I mean, it is.
Oh, he's not going to have to do it like this. Make out with
it. That's going to be the picture for the next caption contest, what you just did, just said.
Hey, man, it's me, Colin's Bed Bugs. How you guys doing? We have been on
the show. I got rid of you. Do not bring that. Get out of here. Stop. We don't need to bring that evil back. Get it out of here, all right?
No, man.
I wanted to kill myself when I fucking that happened, all right?
No, man, we're cool, man. We're just the bed bugs.
No, dude, I almost OD'd on a fucking podcast. We don't need to bring the bed bugs back, okay?
Hi, I'm back.
Colin, I'm just trying to keep him active, Colin, so that way they can win a fucking tubia.
No, dude, we don't want them to keep him active. We don't want them dead. Kill those motherfuckers. Kill them all. All right? Kill them all. All right?
Colin really wants to kill those bed bugs.
Dude, that was the worst character we've ever come up with. I fucking hate that character.
Just a couple stoner bed bugs.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's it.
Wait, did somebody say start a bed bugs? Hello, everybody.
Yes, so we can do this bit.
Yeah, are you ready for the brothels? Mm-hmm. Come on now. We've been trying to do this for the last 20 minutes, all right?
There's going
to
be no movie left until we do the brothel reviews.
Exactly, so we might as well get to my segment, Brothel Reviews with Toby the Ghost.
Brothel Reviews with Toby the Pervy Ghost. Okay, that's it. There's no time. There's no time for the jingle.
Turn it off. Stop it. No time.
Indeed. I play it because I care. But anyways.
I don't.
Where are those reviews? I had them here a second ago. Hold on. I got to check
my ghost prepared.
Yeah, dude. We're live. You can't be.
It's a live show. What's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah.
All right, so are you ready for the worst of the worst reviews? Okay, one star.
Okay, what brothel is this today, Toby?
This brothel is Collingwood Confidential.
Okay. Fuck yeah, dude. Let's go. It sounds like a mental institution.
There's a Collingwood in Ontario, so that'd be hilarious. If this is a Canadian brothel.
But it's me. It's Collingwood.
Collingwood in Melbourne, too.
It could be anywhere, but it says here, hi buddies, don't book Ruby. She is not good. I had a bad experience with her. I booked her and paid an hour, paid $100 extra for her girlfriend experience, and we were in a room for 30 minutes, and she said, your time is over, and started drama. If you want to have one more time, then $50 more, and she kissed like sucks. Very disappointed with her. I told everything to receptionist, and she said she can't do anything. I paid for 1 hour, but due to this drama, I have to leave after 30 minutes. Most of time and money, I was a regular at CC.
Ruby was like, just pay me to be in my presence, bitch.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Place seems nice and girls look friendly, but.
But!
Long story short, be careful and ask girls whether they do standard or deluxe and for how long. You can get surprised in the room. They have some girls actually have rules about how much time they spend, and receptionists say they don't know. Will I return? Never!
I mean, don't whores have a time limit? Like, don't they?
They seem like pretty cheap brothels. What's going on?
I mean, $100 for two bitches? That's pretty cheap. That's Australian price, too.
Yeah. And my minimum is $500 for 15 minutes.
Dude, mine is like $5.
Mine's like $5. I'm a classy lady.
That brother has 12... And that guy has 12 straws in his Coke.
Get back to the brothels.
Buy me a Coke and some McDonald's, babe.
Stay away from Natasha. Pretty girl, but the service was very poor. And personal hygiene was awful. I was so put up that I could hardly continue. First 10 minutes was wasted on playing with air conditioner remote. Once we got into it, the smell was so bad that I could not continue. One star.
He hit the bed and the air conditioner couldn't get rid of the smell.
No, it smelled like that tuna sandwich that kid was eating earlier.
He left it in her bed.
Yeah, it was not good.
Meanwhile, on Bede's hometown.
Like Mac.
Let's be real. We'd all go to the brothel for some Big Macs, right?
I would just go just for the content alone. Like, that's hilarious to me.
Now, guys, I actually found some reviews for Champions.
Oh.
I don't think Craven's going to want me to read these.
One star.
Okay. Okay, this one is 5 stars by BatchFan89. I wonder who that is. Came here on a Tuesday, and they were literally screening his Tubi original in the VIP lounge. Craven was yelling at the projector because it kept buffering and handed me a beer like we were best friends. 5 out of 5, what trash cinema in the strip club again? Okay, 3 out of 5 by a Louise L. Showed up for karaoke, ended up in a mud wrestling match with two guys who wouldn't stop shouting through megaphones. Drinks were cheap, but someone replaced my glass of wine with a popcorn bucket. 2B movies were eh, but at least I got to heckle them live. 1 out of 5, confused patron. Thought it was a normal strip club. Instead, I walked into a room full of people screaming at a TV about a ninja robot. Some guy in a leopard tracksuit called me a jabroni and stole my nachos. 1 star for drama. 1 extra star because the actually fire.
Dude, fire ass nachos. Okay. Can confirm.
4 out of 5, Spider-Fan 420. Came for the dancer, stayed for the Webtails crossover. Batch was narrating Spider-Man panels in the corner while strippers reenacted them on stage. Wouldn't have been 5 stars if Uncle Vikram didn't try to sell me a bootleg DVD of Birdemic.
Yes.
Why? What is the kid training for, by the way?
He's getting ready for a marathon, okay? Okay. He can run now. He can run.
Someone
now
gave him a big map, that's why.
2 out of 5, disappointed dad. Oh, you got Mark? Okay, you go ahead.
Whoa!
I'll do it because I need to rate this one because, believe me, this is maybe the best one.
Oh, the dogs fucking hate that alien, bitch.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
What's the Betty Hill music?
I was thinking it's Rocky in the background.
Okay. Okay. Here's this one. Here's the last one.
To come and see the puppies.
Here we go. Don't kiss anyone of the ladies here. One of them gave me H. pylori bacteria. I rushed to hospital and was sick for weeks. Ladies should be tested for H. pylori. It was an STD.
I went to the brothel and all I got was an STD.
Yeah, I went to the brothel and got fucking herpes.
I got one more too. One out of 5, disappointed divorced dad. I asked the staff what Tubi was and Pete handed me a 4-hour lecture on obscure horror films. Then he plugged his podcast. My kids loved it though, but I just wanted Wings and Silence. 2 stars.
Dude, why is the mom is she running from?
Yeah, she's what running are they actually doing?
Anyways, I better get going. It's nice talking to everyone. I hope you enjoy the Brothel War reviews, and I'll be back next time. I'll see you all later. Yeah. Bye. Boo.
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 Is this movie over yet?
No.
Fuck, dude.
Not quite at the hour mark yet.
Are they at the training montage?
Oh, that dog's humping his little car.
Yes.
I mean, with a mouth like that.
They have been going downhill for the last 5 minutes, Eric.
He doesn't have to do anything.
Down the street.
He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do it. He just rolls down the street. No wonder he beats everybody.
Why does that Coke can have 50,000 straws in it?
He's making flowers for his Indian girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, Spearies were back in the day. Dude, fuck. Loafers, penny loafers, holy shit.
I'm like, those are fucking loafers, bro.
Those fucking loafers, man.
Dude, he even combed his hair and everything. Look at this shit. He's red.
Mm.
He's like, we're gonna go get my dick sucked.
Dude, the kid's got a sticker for champions on his wheelchair.
He does.
He knows what's up, bro.
Dude, he looks off. He's going on a date.
Well, there's a physiotherapy. He knows what champions is because there's a physiotherapy office up on level 9. So,
wait, there's been a physical therapy office the whole time?
Yeah.
Hey, Gag, what's going on?
Oh, God.
Dude, hold on. Can I ask you a question? Do you wear that out at all? Do you wear that out?
Oh, all the.
Do you really? For real? No, for real. Do you pick up chicks? That's fucking hot.
You should actually.
You should.
You should, dude. You should go to that brothel.
You should. Yeah, totally wear it to the brothel.
Go to the brothel and wear it.
With the mirrored sunglasses. With the mirrored sunglasses.
Yeah, put the glasses on, dude. Put the glasses on.
Put the glasses on, dude.
Put the glasses on.
Put the glasses on. This is how we peer pressure bead people.
Yeah, do it. Put it on. Put them on. Do it.
Put on the glasses, bead.
Put them on. Put them on, pussy. Come on.
I will. Oh, you mean the glasses? Oh,
there is. Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about, bean?
Yeah, what the fuck? What else you got behind you that you're going to put on? Dude,
how many props did you bring to this podcast, dude?
All right. Somebody screenshot him right now and then underneath just say pussy magnet and I'll wear that shit every day. I'll wear that shirt every day. Every day, dude.
It's got to be like the orange, like, it's like that Orange Cassidy t-shirt.
Dude, Yeah.
There you go. Just wear that to the brothel across the street.
Dude, yeah.
You're in disguise.
Yeah, you're not really bead. You're fucking, God, we gotta come up with a.
This is what happens when Toby possesses bead.
Just call me Toe Bead.
Oh, God damn it, Bead. Yeah,
that was pretty bad, dude.
Or where's my buzzer? You're lucky.
Anyone in the chat watching the live stream, put your thumbs up if you thought that was a good joke.
Listen. The girls will give you a 1-star review, Bead, if you walk in there.
Does anyone have a review of how sexy Bead looks? Please put it in the chat right now.
No, they're going to ask him if he's a cop. They got to tell him if he's a cop.
Dude, are you Mikey, a cop? Who's cussing cop, on the Twitch chat? Because I can't read stars, okay? We're going to have to make up fucking words.
You know what, Batch? I'm not a cop, but I like to cop a field.
Yeah, there's a better joke there somewhere.
Dude, that alien would give the worst hand jobs ever, dude. Look how bumpy that fucking hand is. It's like cramped up. You're just trying to
reading the comments in the comments section. Eric says all were harmed in the making of this film.
Of course they were.
They didn't give a shit about Peter.
No. Still don't. I still don't give a fuck. Where's my cat at?
John says, y'all should have Ox people on social media make reviews of champions and just read them in the future. That could be an idea. And also, we have Doc Doom, free 16, say, I will send you the NTT wig to wear to the brothel.
That's but James.
Yes, you should.
Shout out to James. Shout out to Ninja Terminator Tubi.
Yes.
Dude, stars say brothel? How did you figure that out?
The alien in, and why does it look like I'm going to have nightmares for 100 years?
that kid can ride in the front?
Well, they have to put his wheelchair at the back.
Along with that giant teddy bear, which the mum doesn't seem to have a problem with,
and she's probably wondering, "Where's the fucked up? Look at it!
that looks like Jason Voorhees in Part 2.
Yes, dude, that's pedo bear for real, dude, for real.
Sexual harassment panda.
Oh my god, I can't do this
anymore. The official spokesperson for MAPS, Minor Attracted People.
Ew.
It's a thing. Ugh.
Unfortunately.
Unreal, that's gross.
Yeah, people are
just put them, they need to go straight into the wood chipper. Not that I'm advertising violence.
Dude, let them die. All right, I don't give a fuck. Let them die. I don't care.
And we're canceled.
Awesome. And also, Marcy, every time you see Mac on screen, you're like,
fuck off, Ned!
It looks timestampy. I can't even deal with that bear right now.
It legit looks like a pedophile bear, and I can't.
It does, dude. It looks really bad. Like, it looks really bad.
Have we broke every single one of Twitch's terms of service yet?
Not yet.
Yes. Okay.
Probably.
Have we?
Really?
I don't want to look at it. Can this movie finish already?
Dude, fast forward, okay? It's a 200th
episode. Does anyone else need to ring me to, like, set up fucking water meters?
Well, we can't.
Oh, my God, it's turned into Breaking 2.
It is.
Racism. We've broken into racism on this show now.
Also, we have to keep a lookout, because apparently Jennifer Aniston was an extra in this scene.
What?
She was.
I see her. She's in the light.
She was an extra in this movie.
Pre-Leprechaun?
Yeah.
Yeah, pre-Leprechaun, yes.
That's what we need to watch. That's my Halloween pick. One of the Leprechaun movies.
Yes.
Let's
go to McDonald's for 10 minutes.
Let's dance in front of McDonald's.
What are they filming, a fucking commercial? Dude, get it off the screen. I can't do it right now, dude. I can't. Fuck me up, dude. I can't.
Whoop, whoop. It's okay. They're just jealous.
You want a cheeseburger, kid?
Dude, I used to have birthday parties at McDonald's. They were fucking the shit, bro. They were the best.
They're just drinking Faygo instead of Coke.
There's Jennifer.
Why are these kids freaking out?
Throwing poop dollars on the floor.
Wow, that little kid looks so impressed.
That little kid looked like he had a painted on face, dude. That does not look like. Oh, God, dude. They did it. Dude, they did it, dude. They did it. They fucking did it, Mac and me. You fucking racist piece of shit.
They put that kid in blackface.
They 100% put both of those kids in blackface.
Oh, that's racist.
Both of them.
That's racist.
Dude, these little girls are just falling in love with some pedophile bear.
That's her McDonald's uniform. I'm like, doesn't she get changed from the same clothes?
Yes.
What the fuck is happening?
They're doing the hand jive. They're in Greece now.
Yes.
Hand jive, baby. I used to be able to do that shit, like, legit.
Is a musical number just broken out at McDonald's?
These FBI guys are like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, let's dance at McDonald's.
You know what this is, Marcy? This is Mac and Two Electric Cheeseburgaloo.
No, this is actually what happens at Macca's. Yes, we call it Macca's in Australia.
Dude, even Ronald's making it, getting down. He's just like, what?
Wait, is that true? Did Ronald McDonald win a Razzie for this film?
He did. He won Worst New Star.
Are you shitting me? That can't be real.
It is real. It is
Jesus
real. He
Christ!
Won.
Dude, Ronald's like, look at that fucking pedophile.
What is that? The alien bear thing grew like 3 feet.
It's just a poor man's Ewok.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Oh
Maccabee
my God,
was
it's got a butt for, flap.
It's butt flap. It was nominated for 4 Razzie Awards. It was nominated for Worst Picture, Worst Screenplay, and it won 2 for Worst Director for Stuart Raffel and Worst New Star for Ronald McDonald.
Tight. Wow, I did not know that. I actually did not know that.
Also, what
it's got
here's what Ronald here's what Ronald McDonald was up. Who was up against him in that category this year? Actually, no. Oh, he was up against Van Damme in the same category for Bloodsport.
Oh, fuck off! As if Van Damme deserved a Razzie nomination for anything he's ever done.
But also nominated for Worst Picture that same year was Caddyshack 2, Hot to Trot, Rambo 3, and also the winner of the category, Cocktail.
Cocktail's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Dude, start shooting. The kid is collateral.
The year after that where they gave it to Ghost Can't Do It because that deserved it.
Ooh, I'll find out.
Start shooting. fucking shooting. Start shooting. Okay, the kid is collateral damage. Just fuck the kid. All right.
If this was original
shoot him in his spine. He can't use his legs anyway.
You shoot him in the legs.
Well, Bossy, the year after this, the year this film was nominated, the winner of the following year was actually Star Trek V: The Final Frontier.
Yeah, that's kind of shit. So the year did Ghost Can't Do It won a Razzie, right?
He did. It won in 1990. So
it was 2 years after. Okay, thank God. This kid does live in Downhillville.
Yeah.
Downhillville.
How is he not dead and run over?
Because the fucking cars know how to drive. The kid doesn't. Shoot the child. Okay, I'll never ever say that again, but shoot that kid. Get the alien. End of this
really
movie.
Ripping off the E.T. music as well.
Why are they stripping the alien? What? Okay, if you're trying to hide this thing, don't strip its clothes off.
Like that?
He changed clothes of the alien as he was hanging onto that truck.
Why does the alien need a change of clothes?
Because he's nude, Marcy. He's nude.
Oh my God, why is this a movie?
This movie's fucking stupid.
I blame so the fucking movie for this movie, but I also blame...
But somehow, still better than The Bad Batch and Ligo.
It's shorter.
Dude, I would rather watch Four Lying Girls than watch this fucking movie. All right?
Yeah, but this movie's not 2 hours long.
It's long enough.
All right, why are they slipping? There's no reason why they
This movie should have been a 20-minute short.
Yeah, this movie should be over now.
You know what? It should have been a commercial.
For McDonald's. Why does the alien have electro powers? What the
this
fuck?
This movie should have been a tech talk of just the kid going off the wheelchair. That's all this movie needed to be.
Hold on. That alien should have to pay for all of those TVs. All right? Like, what happened to your hair, dude? Destroyed so much shit. Yeah, where'd your hair go, dude? Keep what that happened? Fucking wig on, dude.
How'd you what take your hair off? Was getting...
Well, it was getting warm.
Listen, I feel you, dude. I was sweating my dick off with that fucking long sleeve dress shirt on.
I know, like with my hair now, the length it is.
Yeah, dude. I had to fucking do something, all man. Right, I was dying.
Off!
We could take our shirts off.
It's the only one we haven't broken yet.
I'll break it right now. I'll do it right now.
No, we need no Colin. We need if we're gonna do it, if we're gonna break terms of service. We got to get the pool. We need to, that way we can make it work.
Yes,
it needs to be a hot tub stream.
Yeah, I should have got out the hot tub,
dude. We have a hot tub. Where's that at, dude? Where's that
on floors 5, 6, and 9?
So I can't take my shirt off. That's
why
bullshit,
the fuck
dude.
Is the alien now in a t-shirt? Nips.
What if I X out my nipples? What if I X my nipples?
Are you going to do every single freaking thing like the girls on Twitch do, where they try and push terms of service as much as they can get away with it?
Yeah, dude, that's how you fucking make it.
Like your top is from here up, but it looks
like
your top
is all the way. I'll just hunch down like this and not show my nips.
I'm not wearing anything.
Yes. See? Yeah. Oh no. Who does?
I said, I've got my shirt off.
Oh, I thought you meant somebody in Mac and Me, and I was about, this is a kid's film. You can't fucking do that.
No, the fucking alien is in a different fucking shirt for some fucking reason. Dude,
listen, if Mac can show his dick on Twitch, I can show my dick on Twitch.
Well, Mac shouldn't be showing his dick on Twitch to begin with.
I mean, Mac doesn't really have a dick, and I don't either, so it's fine.
I mean, technically, we're not supposed to be doing what we're doing, but I found a clever way around it, so...
And nobody's watching, so...
Yeah, no one's watching. It's fine, yeah, no one's watching.
The fact our viewership is not, like, zero amazes me, to be fair.
It's because we're watching Mac and Me. Okay, that's why. Everybody
Imagine
wants
if
to watch
we were
this
watching
movie.
Anything else, we would have had like all the viewers.
Like the Babadook? Fucking viewers. What the fuck is wrong with you? fucking voting this piece of shit. Oh, we could have been bitching out of kid yelling and stuff.
We could have been watching guys throwing out balconies.
Yeah, we could have been doing something way better than this fucking piece of shit.
You know why, guys? Why we this movie ended up winning? Because people love it when we get mad on a movie.
No one likes it when we're mad.
You know why? I know this. The downloads. The downloads say it all. Just saying.
I don't see those numbers. So,
dude, she's feeding him while they're driving. She's feeding him. Like a good
that wasn't
80s
the feeding
woman.
He wanted. He wanted to be breastfed.
She's feeding him Perkies.
Yeah, dude, we can't talk about Perkies on the live stream, okay? No, yeah, I can't do that. We can't.
By Perkies, I mean Skittles.
Yeah, Skittles.
Wait, but I'm allowed Skittles. To talk about the alien wanting to be breastfed on this live
stream? The alien was getting breastfed?
No,
that's
I said
bullshit.
He wants to be breastfed.
I can't show my titties on this stream, but the fucking alien can get breastfed? That's bullshit.
No, I'm saying he wants to be breastfed.
I mean,
why are they in a van surrounded by horses? What the fuck is going on?
Well, see, they're going to get Big Macs. They're making their own Big Macs, so they have to get the horses to make the Big Macs.
The horse meat?
Yeah,
I thought Big Macs were made out of something else.
Kangaroos. What, like couch material?
Marcy, that's what they want you to think. Kayfabe.
Yeah, it can't. Yeah. You really want to. It's made out of bat.
It's
made out of bat pussy.
We should have watched Bat Pussy for the 200th episode.
Is there a movie called Bat Pussy?
There is a movie called Bat Pussy.
There is now.
Get the fuck out of here.
Guys, don't you see what they're doing? They're delivering Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
What's in the box?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're so stupid.
This alien that's in a dress with a fucking already ready to suck dick. It's just waiting.
It's past life.
It's exactly. Not. They're taking it out to kill it. They're just gonna put it down.
Tell me about the rabbits.
Yeah.
You know, the girls are like, oh, whatever.
I had to send something to Colin just to prove to him that this is real.
What, bat pussy?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, kill this thing. Kill it. Movie's over. Is this the sequel to Mac and Me? Is Mac and Me 2 where he gets all of his alien friends to come and take over Earth so that they're not dehydrated?
Yes, our version is going to be yes.
Yes.
See, he wants to be breastfed. Look at what he's doing. He's like this.
Yeah, dude, I told you that mouth is made for multiple things, okay? And he knows it. That kid knows it. The kid's like, I'm going through puberty, motherfuckers. Like, this alien's got a hole.
Why does the alien have a lot of junk in his trunk?
That alien be all like,
he needs some milk.
Well, also, like, I think Mac has two asses because he has an ass where where it is, but he's also got a butt on the back of his head too.
He's got a butt on the front of his face, like that's no joke.
It's because he's got shit for brains.
He just poops out of his mouth.
Why are they going shit into a cave?
They need to. They're going to hide this alien or kill it. Okay.
It's where his family is.
I thought they were on their home planet being weird.
Dude, I can't believe I'm sitting for this movie sober.
I know.
Yeah, same, bro.
I'm too sober for this movie.
Yeah, dude.
I can't smoke on Well, we haven't broke that one yet either, so.
Just go like this, dude. Just go
because of that.
Well, I did select it just in case.
Yeah.
Twitch is aware there's profanity, there's sexual themes, there's drugs.
Oh, what's over here? Yeah, what's over there? Oh my god, what's behind you? I should not be glorifying drug use.
No.
I'm the last person that should be like, oh, yeah, just do drugs.
At this point in time, I absolutely would 100% rather be breastfeeding than watching Mac and Me.
I'm surprised that Freddie hasn't tried into.
Yeah, even Freddie's bored of this movie. Do you want to come and see this last?
He brought them to his dead family. What the fuck, Freddy, dude?
This is where he kills everybody.
Yeah, it's like, y'all want to meet my parents? They're dead. Everyone. Dude, they're hella dead. Look at that. Aww.
He was too late.
Too late, dude.
They even have assholes on their knees.
Dude, they're shriveled the fuck up. They're just pour water on them. They'll grow back.
Y'all got any space crack? I'll suck your dick.
Dude, they got the mouth for real.
Hello, Fred.
Say hello.
Six vapes over here.
Say hello to Freddy, everybody.
That alien seems some serious shit. Okay, Freddy, you go lie down, Bubba, because you're heavy.
We can't stay here. This is bat country.
This is bat pussy country.
Dude, this is fucking, this movie is wild, dude. They just brought him to his dead parents.
No, he's alive.
Barely.
Nearly fucking finished.
Barely. I mean, it's got like 20 minutes left.
Does bat pussy have like fangs in their pussy? Is that they'll bite your dick?
Yes.
Dude, don't even get me started with that. Don't even, dude. Oh, is teeth on Tubi? Because I'll totally use that for Halloween.
I think it is, actually.
It might be.
Oh, let's go, baby. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, hi, Freddy. It's all good, Bubba.
Freddy, these fucking aliens are dead. Like, they just need to leave them be. All right. Give me a straw. Dude, the soda will dehydrate them more. Oh, my God.
They're resurrected by Coke.
It will dehydrate them more. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Don't, dude. Don't. Fuck, dude.
We already had one phone call.
This movie makes me want to do drugs.
Hello? Hello, Louise.
Did somebody say Louise Lasso? Hello, everyone, and everyone is watching your live stream.
Louise, Sandy Friction came and she wants her symbiote back.
Well, first of all, honey, I don't know what you're talking about. I randomly ran into that symbiote. He was outside of my front door on the stool, and he looked like he needed a home, so I gave him a home. And you know what? He seemed really nice. I mean, I will give it back to Sandy if she starts being nice to me.
Well, you two don't get along very much, do you?
I mean, we don't, and that's mainly because...
Dude.
All right, I can't even look at this right now. What? Ew!
I just...
I'm Death Metal Louise, honey.
Oh, Death Metal Louise, hello.
Yes, I'm going to be headbanging the Cannibal Corpse. And also Pantera, and also of the great metal bands, including Air Supplies.
Now, Louise, I was wondering, what does black wine taste like? Is it like blackberry wine?
Oh, honey, it's like licorice, honey. Deep, dark, black licorice that is reflective of my soul.
Oh, Louise.
And also, it tastes like frozen Coke.
Oh, okay.
That makes you really, really drunk and really want to listen to death metal.
Let's go, baby. You need to listen to some Knocked Loose. That shit's fire. Go on. Yeah. Go on.
But, you know, but anyway, since it is the 200th episode, I will send myself, my symbiote self, back to Sandy because I know she misses it. And you know what? I think she and I need to go to a Fear Factory concert together.
Well, you can invite to Mario.
Yes, I'll invite Tamario. Oh, he's so handsome, honey. He's so handsome, aliens. So Italian, and so fascist. Oh, it's so wonderful.
What is
he? But anyway,
this movie over yet?
No,
but this phone call ain't going nowhere.
10 minutes, dude. We got 10 minutes. We can push through this. 10 minutes.
everyone.
God damn it.
And look at my
it's couch. Fucking go time.
It's go time. I need to stand up and move around.
The power of this movie is getting rid of my symbiote.
Oh, my symbiote's gone. It's just crawled away because it couldn't handle Mac and me anymore.
Yeah, because this movie's shit, Louise.
Okay, that's not fair. If I can't show you my titties, you can't dance like that.
Yeah, but I have material on, and I'm standing up to stretch my back.
Well, I'm going to start
dancing
fucking...
because this is more entertaining than this shitty movie.
Dude, the dad's like, I can do this not. Let me drive, motherfucker. Let me do it. You don't know where you're going.
I literally don't know how to dance right now, so I'm just making it up. As a
well, I got it. I got music for you, Marcy.
Dude, somebody...
I knew somewhere I was going to fit that in somehow on this episode.
Dude, listen, somebody find me that green McDonald's uniform, dude. I'll wear that for the Halloween episodes.
I'll find it for you, honey, Colin. And also, dude, too, I got to say, oh, you know what? These aliens remind me of also Tamaria's member.
Oh, my God.
We don't want to hear about Tamaria's ghostly member, no.
Do you guys want me to just... what ghost dick looks like, especially
oh, wait, ghost oh, wait. Let me stop you right there.
Stop.
Let me stop you right there.
I can tell you real quick that
ghost Italian dick looks like a salami. Okay.
I mean, it does, honey. It's so tasty. It's so hot and spicy.
Dude, that's gross. You need to take a shower. Tell him to take a shower. Oh, all right.
And Louise, wipes the core paint off your face. It's not working for you.
You're gonna get a yeast infection, Louise.
Oh, I'm getting so much thinking of salami, so I better get going. So I'll talk to you all later. And all the hottie bunches in the comments section who are watching your movie. Oh. Thank you so much for 200 episodes of me. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Colin, when hasn't Louise had a yeast infection?
I don't know, dude.
Louise right there on a yeast infection trying to hit on the aliens.
What, the Mac? The alien? The alien looks like a yeast infection.
No, her. Oh, she's drinking Sprite. They're pissed. Oh,
that's what they
just
ripped
her head off. They just flicked the fucking lady off. This is a children's movie, okay? I don't need to see that.
There is Sprite right there.
She's like, we need a lot
Eric
of vodka
has
for
had,
this.
Like, all the commercials on Tubi trying to watch this.
Oh movie. Yeah, dude, it's so fucking long with the commercials. It's
suddenly there's
be,
a wild,
yeah.
Suddenly they're at Wild Secrets.
I bet every commercial was the Trivago teeth ad with the.
Dude, what? Yeah, Eric, what were the commercials? Fill us in.
What dude, the fuck is happening?
Dude, I can't, dude. This is so fucking stupid.
Is this like, so everybody... white trash that aliens just don't look that out of place?
Where do they... Okay, where do they live? Like, legit, where does this take place? Because I feel like this is... California? Okay,
America.
Well, they don't have guns
California.
There. So.
Yeah, but why do they have all the Chicago Bears fucking shit?
Because they moved from Chicago to California.
Chicago.
Yeah. Corey... Karen Culkin?
Why did that kill me?
Shoot it! Kill the shoot motherfucker! Him. Kill all of them. Do
don't
it. Just pull the trigger.
Wait a second.
They're here,
hold on,
they're here to take our jabs.
It's got a gun.
Oh my god, it's those future that- people from South Park.
Black Lives Matter.
Oh my gosh. It's Buck Flowers. Again.
Dude, let's go. It's got a gun.
Also,
they just
that,
said that.
Wait a second. That drink, it said brawl, and I think Chuck Norris's face was on it.
Dude, it legit has a gun now. Kill it. They have a reason to kill it. Kill it. Kill them.
Hey, is that Chuck Norris paper towels back there?
Ronnie, yes.
It is. Fuck the kid.
What did they kidnap the truck? What is happening?
It's because we're a space crime killing.
Yeah, yeah.
When do they
shoot steal our
coke. In a wheelchair? Oh, wait, that's Is it on this version, Beat, or no?
Dude, it just took a bunch of fucking alcohol. That'd be
the Japanese version where the kid gets accidentally shot and killed.
That's how.
Dude, is that real? Is that real? I hope it is. That was the, I hope we're watching this one.
That was the original ending of the film, but they felt it was too violent, so they cut it out.
Dude, I would have liked this movie a lot more if the kid died at the end. The alien shoots the kids. And
it was the cops that shot the kid.
The cops killed the kid?
Yeah, it's happening right now. Like, watch this. Oh, see?
That was meant to be the ending, right?
Yeah.
That's not, listen, that's not fair. That kid's white.
Debit card.
That's racist, bitch.
That was terrible CG.
That was so tight. What are you talking about? They blew up the fucking... Oh, no, he's really dead.
If you look close at the brother's mouth, they had the dub over his eye because he originally said he's dead, but they had the change it in post.
I posted the clip in the chat.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if he got clipped in the spine, he's fine. He's not, is he going to be able to walk again?
Well, he's already in a wheelchair, so.
The bullet just fixes his spine.
I can walk again. It's a miracle.
Whoa.
Yeah, but then if it gets dislodged, he's like, can't walk again.
Dude, he's hella dead. Son. He really did die. Holy shit. Does the alien bring him back to life?
Yes.
Obviously, okay, yes. Well, that's fucking stupid. And
how
like,
do they end the movie like this in the original, like on the other version? Like,
okay. Hold on, I got something to ask you guys. If this alien can save this kid from getting shot, why could he not fix his legs?
Because he's an asshole.
Like, what? Like, oh, you're just going to be in a wheelchair your entire life.
You know what? Maybe, just maybe, he doesn't want to be fixed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I was that kid, I would want to run and jump shit and have fun with my friends. And learn how to swim. Like, maybe you wouldn't have drowned.
I would ask for, like, I don't know.
It's not a genie. He can't give wishes.
I mean, should give him mechanical legs.
I mean, but he can fucking save this child. Dude, this is depressing as fuck. Like, this is fucked up. Like, this is great.
Thanks, Bede.
Yeah, thanks, Bede. Now I'm going to go cry when I get off of here.
I regret nothing on this show because...
Oh, it's tugging at my fucking my black heartstrings.
Just for these, Bede, every single pick of mine is going to make sure it's the most terrible film I could find.
Dude, I'll skip those days.
I mean...
skip those ones. Seek that day.
Yeah.
It'll be my magnum opus of crap all year long.
Dude. These movies are too long.
Don't be surprised we put this on the worst Tubi movie nominees list and it doesn't win.
It's just walking through fire. It's like, get out of my way. I fucking got this.
Well, here they come, finally.
Let me and my nude family save this child.
And it kills all the people.
Yeah, it's still got the gun.
Oh, that's right. It's only the parents that could like save the child.
All right, now fucking fix his legs too while you're at it, fucking alien. All right.
In the comment section.
Colin, would you ask the alien to give you back your missing toe?
No, dude, my toe is fucking tight, dude. I'm unique with my toe.
He just needs legs fixed. He's happy, just as he is.
He is not happy. Do you really think that child is happy that he can't walk?
Not really.
He has no ramps in his house.
Yeah, exactly. They have to fucking
Is his shower accessible? I need to know this or I'm calling child services.
No, no, it's not. It's not.
I'm not calling child services over the rest of this stuff.
Dude, wouldn't the mom be like, all right, we need to get a house that's wheelchair accessible and has a really good bathroom for our handicapped child? Or at least get one of those fucking, like, things you put on the stairs and it just, like, goes up the stairs for you. You just sit in it. I forget what they're called, dude.
They stick it with the dumbwaiter and then have to pull them out.
Yeah, dude.
They just cram them in there.
And then when they need to put them down, they throw them through the laundry chute when they need to get them downstairs.
After everything the kid's done, how do they have an ending where the aliens don't save him?
Well, even if he breaks his legs when he falls down the dumbwaiter, at least he's not going to use them anyway, right?
Yeah, he doesn't need them, dude.
He's not even going to feel it.
He can't even feel this right now. Like, they're trying to save him. I don't think they're going to be able to. Why is this scene so long?
How they made this movie with the kid dying at the end and not being saved after everything he does. What ending is that?
How come the only way he can save him is for him to jerk the kid off? That's a little creepy.
Ew. Ew.
I wanna
people in our chat are loving the fact that we're all suffering right now. So,
dude, I'm dying, dude.
Eric's comment, or like, I want a house next to a steep hill and a cliff for my child in a wheelchair.
Fucking killed me, dude. He deserves the dress.
Yeah.
Now, listen, see, guys,
you have to sign it, Colin.
I will. I'll sign it.
Before you guys always blame me.
I always blame you anyway.
I suggested, like, we just pick a movie. We didn't have to do a poll, so technically.
I didn't want to do a poll. I never agreed to a poll.
The poll was my idea, so we all had an equal chance to get a movie in.
Yes.
That's all. Because Bede was pushing for this fucking movie, and I really didn't want to do it.
Then why did you do the poll? Like,
you put him in a situation he could have won, and he won.
Wait, is the kid running now?
No.
That's not the kid.
I knew. 20 years later.
The aliens have just taken over.
Yeah, dude. They took all of our water.
All of our space coke.
Who's getting married? Also, what the fuck? Is the alien getting married to the mom?
I think it's a press conference.
Yes.
Listen, we need to be good to our alien brothers. They saved this handicapped child.
Look at that fucking nerd.
That's why we're deporting them.
But they couldn't fix his legs. They couldn't fix his legs. They gave him from a bullet, but they couldn't fix his legs. Like, what the fuck?
If they would have fixed his legs, we would have kept them.
Yeah.
But now they gotta go.
Kill it. Just kill them. Execute them. Get them out of here.
Wait, we don't need what the fuck is happening?
What the fuck?
Actually, them wearing clothes is even more disturbing.
Wait, are they?
How is there 6 minutes of this movie left? Like, they saved the kid and the movie.
Oh my god, get this movie off my fucking screen. It's disgusting. Dude. I don't like it.
They don't need civil rights. Those aliens do not need rights. Like, all right.
That nerd.
A lot of nerds.
Oh my god, they made them citizens?
Yes.
Don't you have to go through like a huge ass test to be a citizen in the United States?
Well, they probably passed it with flying colors.
How? Yeah, how? They don't know shit. They can't even speak English.
Oh my god, he is wearing a McKids t-shirt.
Yes.
Arn, ew, he kissed it on the asshole lips. Arn! Ew! Don't make out with that. Gross!
This is disgusting.
God damn it, Bede.
I agree.
And now they get a car and a house? That's bullshit. I don't even have a house.
Yeah.
That's bullshit that they're now American. That's bullshit.
Well, you know how See, they got it by working at McDonald's.
You can't afford a house working at McDonald's.
How do you afford that car working at Macca's?
Well, this is the 80s. You got paid a lot more.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no, not at all.
That's not how it works. Which,
they will not be back. Fuck that. They never should make a sequel to this movie. And if they do, I will fucking boycott it. Like, just.
Thank God, that's over.
Jesus, dude, get the fuck out of here. Christ. Get the fuck. Get me off. I'm done. Like, let's just end the show. I'm over it now. I'm so angry right now. Like, so mad that those aliens got citizenship. That's bullshit. Okay? That is so bullshit. That it's is okay, fucking. Colin.
Andrew DeVos that is time was a policeman stamp. In this movie.
Yes.
Oh, as my God, dude. Fuck, dude. Don't ever. I'm done. I'm being sick for all of your pain. Like, I'm not doing it, dude. I can't sit through anything like this again.
And Ronald McDonald as himself.
McDonald. All right, well, we're not sitting through the credits, so we're done. I'm just pausing
it. Yeah, no. Fucking.
I'm going to go find the scene where the kid goes off the cliff. And pause it on that, which I can't remember where it was.
Back a little bit.
Yeah.
Up, forward, forward.
He's in that shirt for sure.
Oh, yeah.
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 A little bit more. Almost.
Ah.
There it is.
Go back a little bit.
There we go.
Right here.
Here it goes. Put it on a shirt.
Hold on.
That'll be.
Give me one sec. I want everyone to see this without my filter on the video on Twitch.
You guys suffered as much as this kid did when he rolled down the hill and into that pond.
What kind of shitty wheelchair? Dude,
that green screen is amazing. Oh my gosh!
Oh my God, Eric, kick your leg
again. And once again, I apologize for nothing on this show, and I will never apologize ever again.
Anyways, though, that has
anyways
been this episode of I was gonna say the Mac and Me podcast. We don't have a Mac and Me podcast.
Dude, fuck that! Dude, no.
Every episode, we watch this movie over and over.
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, I want to pause it at the right moment. There we go.
And then I, no. Yeah, if we had to watch this movie every week, I'd hang myself.
Would you unalive yourself, Colin?
Yeah, it'd be countdown to Colin's suicide. That's what that podcast would.
thank you, John. I should never apologize for anything because never.
Well, now that that's finished, thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for bearing with us through all the technical difficulties. It's a live show that's going to happen. Of course it is. But if you want to keep up with the 2B Tuesdays podcast, go to supermarcy.com or go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And you can watch our video podcasts as well as listen to them. So there is that. And 2B Tuesdays podcast is available on all your podcast streaming platforms. And I find the Super Network on your social media and keep up to date. And I'm Super Marcy on social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. Done. Now I'm going to eat the rest of my biscuits. I'm eating
these.
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we're going twice a month for the month of September, two episodes a week. And follow me on Batch Pop4D on all my socials and on Facebook at Pop4D.
Hell yeah. And Colin, where can people find you internet this week?
You can't. Just end the show. Let's get it done.
Colin is angry. He is mad.
What did those aliens do to deserve citizenship?
They could have watched the raid, goddammit.
Dude, who the fuck? What president is going to give them fucking American rights? They have no. Just because they saved a child's life. You know how many people save a child's life? Some foreigners and shit save children's lives every day. They're not fucking here. They're not citizens. That's bullshit. Fuck this movie. Fuck the aliens. Fuck all of them. Okay. I'm angry. All right. Sir of Collins out now. I'm now pissed.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed. But again, I don't apologize for any of it. And also, if people want to find me on Twitter, Blue Sky and Letterboxd, you can find me under BeadJamine. You can find all my work and all the other podcasts that Marcy and I host together on the Supernet, on the supermarcy.com and on the Super Network on all podcast streamers everywhere. And you can also look out for my solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yes, we are done. Thank you once again, everyone, for joining for this 200th episode. We are deeply appreciative of your love and support. Yes. And we'll be back next week, or at least by the time this episode is, the week after, for Colin's pick.
Actually, Colin's episode, then it's my episode. Sorry.
Yes.
Guess exactly. What? Can you guess what I'm picking?
If you look to my letter, oh fuck, I can't.
Ooh,
indeed.
Pokemon? Is it Pokemon?
Well, technically, yours wasn't part of. Your movie was technically not part of Spooky Month, but you can pick a Spooky Month pick for October. Fuck yeah!
I think we all know what I'm picking.
Mac and me again.
But anyways.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll see you all next time, everybody. Thank you so much. Love yous all. See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
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 They were an average alien family living on their own planet. And we were an average family living on ours.
He took my Coke, Mom.
Come on, you guys.
I don't have it. I didn't take it.
I knew it!
Accidents happen, and like us, they found themselves in a strange new neighborhood.
I like it!
Me too.
Shh! Communing with the Earth Spirits.
Welcome to California, bud.
Alert, alert. We have a malfunction. We have a malfunction.
Their lives were in danger.
Back off, Larry. Get away from it.
Look out. We've got a problem here.
They had to escape.
We see him.
When the smoke cleared, their family was separated. Somehow, one of the aliens was hiding in our house. The government wanted to capture him.
It's here.
Everyone was after him. And my brother, Eric, wants to make friends.
We got him!
Turn it off!
You sucked this living thing into a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, and then we blew him out again.
Now Eric is risking not only his life, but my life.
Give me the gun. Step back!
To save them.
This is the police.
There he is!
I told you they don't understand.
It's about more than friendship. It's about adventure. Mac and me.